Whether they caught our attention by displaying some righteous attitude or stealthily skulked past our home surveillance cameras, the exploits of wildlife, and sometimes domestic animals, that make the North Shore home are often more of a thrill to read about than human endeavors, it seems. This year was no exception, when it came to heeding the call of the wild. Here are some of our favorite animal stories from 2022. An uppity feline gave a black bear a piece of its mind in this viral video. Contributed. Watch. Cat chases off black bear in North Vancouver. If you've ever wondered, who would win in a fight between a house cat and a black bear? An answer was provided in June. That's when a two-year-old Bengal cat named Tigger came face-to-face with a black bear in front of his owner's home in North Vancouver. Tigger's owner, Gavin Storick, posted a video of the encounter to TikTok, which has since gone viral. Cat fanciers familiar with feline attitude probably weren't surprised by Tigger's alpha energy in this close encounter. Man fends off North Vancouver black bear with coffee mug. Speaking of alpha traits, a local man took matters into his own hands in October when his own encounter with a bear turned threatening. Chris Springstead was outside, having a coffee near Mosquito Creek, when he and a black bear that had been rummaging through garbage nearby locked eyes. The bear, starting coming right at me, kind of like a walk with purpose, he said. Springstead steeled himself, raised his arms to look big and gave a little roar. When the bear sped up to a gallop, instinct took over, said Springfield. Who knew a porcelain mug could prove such a powerful weapon? A black bear swims in a West Vancouver backyard fish pond and eats some water lilies, August 11, 2022. Myron Claridge. Black bear takes a dip in West Van backyard pond. Another Bruin that caught our fancy was engaged in more peaceful pursuits, chilling off in a West Vancouver backyard fish pond to beat the heat in August. A snack of lily flowers added to the zen vibe. A pod of Biggs orca whales was spotted off North Vancouver's Cates Park soon after a different pod of whales thrilled kayakers in West Vancouver. Carol Coleman. Pod of amazing orcas give kayakers thrill of a lifetime off West Vancouver. Video. When it comes to thrilling nature sightings, however, there's nothing that beats a pod of orca whales, especially if it's up close and personal. That's what happened when a local kayaker had a close encounter with a pod of orca whales off West Vancouver's Eagle Island, describing the experience as a once-in-a-lifetime thrill. They probably got within 15 meters when they turned direction all of a sudden, said Ali Shuparsky. So it was quite the adrenaline rush, she added. Caption: North Vancouver skunk survives a month trapped in domed ice cream lid. A couple of animals caught our attention when they got themselves in a pickle. Mira and Brian O'Connor spotted a mall skunk hobbling about with its head stuck through a domed lid in August. With the help of Critter Care Wildlife Society, a net and a blanket, the skunk was soon on its way to rehabilitation. As for the smell, you could smell a little bit of it in the air, but it was almost nothing, said Brian. West Vancouver crews save kitty stuck in car's bumper in July. West Vancouver fire and rescue members lived up to their reputation as cat rescuers, when they pulled a trapped kitty from the rear end of an SUV at Park Royal. A family had gone to the mall to have photos taken and brought their little black fur family member, Kitty, with them. When the door opened, the cat jumped out of the vehicle and right into a small space in the back bumper of the car next to theirs, said Assistant Chief Gareth Michael. Hilarity and heroic efforts by firefighters ensued. Duke, the golden retriever, is carried off Mount Seymour to a waiting helicopter by members of North Shore Rescue. Ryan Marashevich, NSR, injured dog hitches helicopter ride off Mount Seymour with NSR. Finally, there was a pooped out pooch who got some special attention from North Shore Rescue and helicopter ride home in August after getting into trouble on the North Shore's Mount Seymour. The significant size of the dog named Duke, no shrinking canine, the pup weighed in at about 112 pounds, also complicated the prospect of a rescue. Eventually, one of North Shore Rescue's experienced dog handlers got Duke into a dog harness and into the helicopter with his owner. And away they went. All together now. Ah, jsaed@nsnews.com, twitter.com/Janizid.